Roland Martin.
You probably say, come on, give me a break. Move on, guys.
Weekday mornings at 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Central. Start your day with TV1's News One Now, the only daily news show that looks at issues from our perspective. Roland Martin from Washington, D.C. Good morning.
That's our birthday boy. Where's our birthday boy?
And he won an award. You know how they are once they win a little award, man.
And is he birthday? Is he all snuggled up on their birthday today?
All that going for him.
Because he's in L.A., right?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, Ro-Ro, what's up, man?
Well, actually, I was connected, but for some reason, Super Dave didn't want to connect the brother, so I got to call in. I'm sitting here connected. All right, then. First of all, glad to be with
you
guys.
Happy birthday, Roland.
Well, thank you so very much. No, you should be thanking my parents, because it was around Valentine's Day in 1960.
I don't
need to hear that, decided to get their freak on. That's why I'm here. So thank them for doing what they did. All right.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
And congratulations on
your award
for the 29th annual list of Ebony Magazine's most influential. Roland Martin is on the list. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Yes, I appreciate that. And also, when everybody goes see Beyond the Lights, it opens today in theaters. Brother got a little cameo, so go ahead and check that out. But it's a great film. It's a great love story. So, brothers, if y'all trying to get in and you're trying to stay in, take your woman and trust me, it'll be a great weekend.
Movie.
Yes, you should do that. All right, Tom, we talked on this show about the dude who jumped the White House fence and got into the White House. They have provided a report to the Department of Homeland Security, and it is not good. Joining us right now is April Ryan, White House correspondent for American Urban Radio Network. And April, it reads like a bunch of fools who don't know what they're doing. How you got one dude with the dog, with the trained dog? He is in the van on a personal phone call.
Didn't see the guy go up.
Is he somebody working at the grocery store when he's in line?
Let me say this to you. The gentlemen who and women who work in the Secret Service they go through training. They are picked. They don't just accept anyone. But unfortunately, sometimes what happens is when the president and the first family leave, there is a lax feeling sometimes. And not only that, sometimes we are not always on our guard, and that report shows that. It shows that there were a comedy of errors.
I get leaving my house last. First of all, it's supposed to be the most protected house in the world.
It's supposed to be, yes. Mm-hmm. You're absolutely
they
right.
They had walkie-talkies that didn't work. They assuming stuff.
No,
then,
one of them left a walkie-talkie in the one that was in the car. Was on the personal phone. Left the walkie-talkie in his locker that he should have used. Didn't have his earpiece in to hear about the guy running up. He didn't see it because he was in the car on the phone. He should have been standing post. And the guy got over that one piece that had the little ornament missing at the fence. So, and then when he got it, they thought the door was going to be locked, and
right,
it wasn't locked.
Let's,
it was shut, and it wasn't locked. It was just a comedy of errors.
April, Roland, hold up. How much are these Secret Service people making? Because I always say you get what you pay for. So how much do they make?
Are you talking about regularly or overtime? Because it's very well understaffed. And a lot of them make a lot of overtime. They can make anywhere from 80 and above, 80 to 100 some thousand because of overtime, because they don't have enough staff. And that is
so
a lot
entry,
of the problem
entry
as well.
Entry level is what?
I'm not exactly sure, but I know from over the years they make a lot of money. They have told me personally that they can make 100 some thousand dollars because of overtime, because they're understaffed.
And by the time they get to the White House, they're making a good
check. Federal salary, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here's what got me in the report. One of the guys has his gun drawn. The guy's running up the stairs. He assumes the door
the
is locked.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's unbelievable. So he's like, oh, don't need me to pull my trigger. The door is locked. Then the guy runs in. He realizes, oops, the door is not locked.
But let me say this. Unfortunately, this was a very bad day for all the comedy of errors. And that's what it takes, just one time for this kind of situation to happen, and everybody focuses on it. But we are a very reactionary society at the White House and just in this nation. So one thing we can say, we focus on this this article that brings up a lot of crazy information that is true. But I can say this from eyesight as well as seeing. Once that happened, they had groups of Secret Service authorities walking, scanning through those grounds. They have closed doors. They've got other people on doors. They've got new measures. They're going to heighten that front gate. That's not really public yet. But what we're hearing, they're going to heighten that gate so people can't easily jump over it. And you can see where they're trying to heighten it now in portions of it.
April, I know we're reactionary, April. I get that. But here's the reality. With ISIS and all the other stuff
exactly.
out there, all it takes is one incident. All it takes is one person.
Not just one incident, one publicized incident for them to find a chink in the armor. And yes, people in the government are very concerned.
But
they have said
wouldn't you think, April and Roland, that after 9/11, when they were aiming for the White House, that they would have done something in terms of stepping this up even more so 13 years ago?
Yes, but let me say this, and I found this interesting. Sybil, I was told by, and I cannot say who the official was, but a very high-ranking official who is dealing with this said that they not only have to work this out, but once you get a solution, they have to go through Congress, they have to go through D.C. government, and they have to go through Congresswoman Eleanor Holmes Norton, who is very concerned about how business is affected by any changes in the community. So that is something that they have to deal with as well. You would think, one would think that this is the house of the President of the United States, not just Barack Obama and his family, but the United States President, the leader of the free world, and things would happen. But there's a lot of bureaucratic red tape to go through.
Mm. Hey, just call the Fruit of Islam, we'll be straight.
This would never happen.
The Secret Service,
remember the TV show F Troop?
Yes.
Man.
Someone just texted that to me, and it sounds like he's being protected by F Troop.
That's really something.
Hey,
it is. Roland Martin's commentary is brought to you by TV One.